Emerald City needs all the heart and courage it can get right now.
Got your back, straw man. You can count on us. Run! That's the plan?
The Emerald City faces its greatest challenge.
Don't mess with the jester!
And there's only one person who can save the enchanted world.
Dorothy.
Dorothy Gale?
I thought you'd be taller. I can't believe it, Toto. We're really back in Oz.
Okay, here's the deal. I don't necessarily blame the filmmakers for the lackluster presentation of the new animated film Legend of Oz, Dorothy's Return. I don't even think it's a problem inherent in the movie itself. Instead, it's a victim of its own release. Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return is a somewhat rudimentary computer-animated sequel to The Wizard of Oz. After the Wicked Witch's brother, the Jester, takes over Oz, the Scarecrow, the Tin Woodsman, and the Cowardly Lion bring Dorothy back over the rainbow to save the land. Cute enough with some decent songs and a passable voice cast, Legend of Oz, Dorothy's Return doesn't seem comfortable on the big screen. It seems more tailored to a direct-to-video release aimed at children under 10. So I'm not the target market, but as an avid moviegoer, I could tell the movie struggled to live up to the animated films that normally get released theatrically in the summer. Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.